Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, a children's moment from our youth pastor, Justin Livingston, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor, Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m. and in our parking lot for our drive-in service at 11:30 a.m. here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning and welcome. We're so glad that you are here today. It's great to be together as a church family. Won't you join us in our prelude hymn, The First Noel? You can find the words in your hymnal and also on the screen.
Was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, Noel, Noel. Shining in the east, beyond them far, to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, Noel. Star drew nigh to the northwest, o'er Bethlehem it took its rest, and there it did both stop and stay, right over the place where Jesus lay. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad that you are here with us today, both here inside of our sanctuary and to our many friends who are joining us on Facebook Live and through our church website. We give thanks and praise for God's blessing and love here upon us and for this day that our Lord and Savior God has filled upon us and has given us to worship together. As we have gathered for worship today, we welcome you if this is your first time with us being in church, first time joining us online, or first time being back in some time. We invite you to take out your worship bulletin, and on the right-hand side, you'll find a little tear-off sheet that says Connect at the very top. So we invite you to tear it off now and fill it out and let us know that you were here with us in church today. You can also jot down prayer concerns or praises that you have in your life. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering plates that are located outside our sanctuary doors as you leave the sanctuary later on this morning. We also hope that you picked up on your way in one of our little all-in-one communion kits. We'll need those for communion near the end of our worship service today. If you are worshiping from home, we invite you to have ready the elements of communion that you will need. You can also reach out to us if there are prayer concerns in your life. We'd love to be praying with you and for you every single day this week. We had a couple of wonderful Christmas Eve worship services here in our sanctuary and online on Friday night. We're so thankful for everybody who came and everybody who worshiped online. It was wonderful to celebrate the birth of Christ here together. And so looking ahead to things happening in the life of our church this week, we're looking forward to a wonderful blended worship service here today with some of our old traditional hymns on piano and with our worship band. And it is a great Sunday morning to be together as a church family. Looking ahead, this is one of the quietest weeks in the church year, and many of us will be in various states of vacation. The church office will be open throughout the week, but if you're going to stop by, it is always good to be sure that you call before you come, as we'll be in and out throughout this coming week. Next Sunday, the first week in 2022, we'll resume our regular worship schedule again of our traditional 8:30 service and our contemporary service at 10. And so we look forward to that picking up next week. Also in January, our Bible studies, our youth events, and our classes for adults and children will resume. And so after a bit of a break this week, we'll look forward to growing in faith and sharing God's love together. It is a wonderful day to be together as a church family, so let's stand up and say Merry Christmas to those around us, and you can wave hello to our friends online with a camera over my head. Thank the Lord with all your heart in the gathered assembly of God's people. Mighty are the deeds of the Lord. Great are the God's works, studied by all who have pleasure in them. Holy and awesome is God's name. To worship the Lord is the highest wisdom. Those who do so know that all is good. God's praises will last forever. Let's lift our voice in song.
Sing, and heaven, and heaven, and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, wild field and flock, rocks, hills, and plains. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations through the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Let us pray. O loving and gracious God, whose love extends to the farthest stars, we pray that you might come to rule within us as we've come to worship you. Here in this season when the word becomes flesh, we open ourselves to the light and long to offer our lives as a dwelling place for your love. Speak to us again through the child of Bethlehem. Reach out to the child in each one of us and hold us in the warmth of love's embrace as we offer this service and our lives to you in the name of Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. We invite you to find your seats, and as you're doing so, we invite the young kids of our church to come down forward and meet Mike Davis for today's Children's Moment.
Morning, guys. How's everybody doing this morning? All right. Did you guys eat a lot of candy and a lot of sugar yesterday? Eat too much? I'm kind of full today, so it's kind of on a little sugar high still. Hey, so I don't know about your house, but my house looks like I still have tons of packages and wrapping paper and bows everywhere. So, did you guys have a good Christmas? Good. Did you guys get something favorite you really wanted? Awesome. Well, what I want to talk to you guys about today was, even though you may get a favorite toy you really enjoy, it could break. Or you may even get tired of it. So maybe you got candy in your stocking. But once you eat it, it's all gone, right? Well, what was Christmas all about? What have we been talking about at Sunday school and M&M for the last couple weeks? Christmas is all about, right, Jesus' birthday, right? Well, and so that's the greatest gift that we all got today. So that's why I'm still wearing my Christmas shirt today, because we're still celebrating Christ's birth, right? As we move forward. Well, the Bible tells us that all that receive Jesus and believe in his name become children of God. When we become the children of God, we have all the rights and privileges of being his child. God will love us, he will protect us, and provide everything we need. And the best part is that it never ends. In Psalms 23, verse 6, the Bible says that kindness and love will be with us every day of our life, and we will live forever in God's house. Well, I enjoy giving Christmas gifts, and I really like getting them too. But I think it's important to remember that the greatest gift was God's gift to us, the gift that keeps on giving. And that was Jesus, right? Would you guys pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for loving us so much that you gave your Son so that we too can become children of you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you.
Here in the season of giving, we offer our whole lives, ourselves, our spirits over to God in a spirit of prayer. So in that, let us pray. O loving and gracious God, we give you thanks and praise. We give you thanks for this wonderful season of Christmas and for all of the family and friends that surround us. We have been counting down the days, lighting the Advent candles, waiting for this time to arrive. And we are here. And for that, we give you thanks. What a time it is to be together in this season of Christmas to worship you. We worship you here today, knowing that your glorious love shines in the face of Jesus, a babe born into this troubled world. We marvel that he generously humbled himself to bring salvation to us. How precious is your gift of love. And so here in the midst of worship, O God, we pray that the light in our sanctuary and our songs of praise might spill out through the windows to our neighbors around us. That as we bask in the glow of celebration today and relax with good friends and family this weekend, that our lives might reflect the light of Christ as beacons in the night, and that we might draw people near and far closer to you. Help us to shine like the sun with the joy of Christ, especially in this world that needs to hear a word of hope and your love that is alive around us today. On this morning of joy, O God, we pray that you especially will be with those who struggle to find joy and peace that Christ brings, because the light of their life is harder to find. We remember those who are celebrating Christmas for the very first time without a loved one or someone near to them. We pray for those who are worried about the future, about what it may hold. We pray for those who are remembering the past, not only with nostalgia and love, but also with sadness. We pray that your Spirit might be born upon us once again here today. Give us the gifts of hope and peace and joy, that we might know that we are never alone, but that you are always with us through all the days and experiences of this life. And so we ask that you might hear us, bless us as we pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from the New Testament book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. We invite the Spirit of Christ to be upon us as we hear God's word read in the midst of worship today. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which you were indeed called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God today for it. The presents have been unwrapped. The boxes and ribbons have been put away for another year. The bows have all been stuffed into one bag so you can easily access them next December. Some friends will enjoy their tree for a few more weeks, leaving it up way past Epiphany, January 6th, that day that tradition with a capital T says the wise men finally made their way to see the child Jesus, where he's no longer in a manger but now residing in a house. Some friends will leave their tree up through January and February and March and sometimes even April, long past the usual acceptable time to leave your Christmas tree up late into the spring and summer. Other friends celebrate this season in different ways. We have some very good friends who used to live in our town over in Illinois, and their tradition was that to wake up every single Christmas morning, have the tree, open all the presents, and then once it's all opened, take everything down. Take the tree down, take down the lights. They would have everything put away for Christmas before noon on Christmas Day. We all have different ways to celebrate the season, right? And so yesterday morning, on Christmas morning, maybe you spent some time reflecting, thinking about some of the best gifts that you've ever received. Maybe back in your mind's eye, you're remembering an old bicycle that you got, and when you came walking around the corner and saw it there sitting next to the tree, your heart jumped back in the day, and it still jumps now. Maybe it was a video game you were dreaming about, maybe a new Barbie doll, a new truck, maybe even like an old Lionel train that you got years ago that you still love running and still think about even here and now. As we think about Christmas and what it means in our life, some of the best gifts come bubbling up. Some great memories come floating into our mind. And so as we still celebrate what the birth of Christ means in our life here today, we know that we understand this story about what Christ means for us because it is told to us in the Scriptures. It's told to us explicitly, we know, in the Gospels, those first four books in the New Testament. And so if you've ever read some of those Gospels, you know that each writer tells the story of Christ from a different point of view. It's like they've all seen the same story, they've all heard all the same events, and each one of them, all four of them, tell it from their own perspective. Matthew, we know, the first writer in the New Testament, begins the story with this huge, long genealogy of Jesus. This big, long list of names that, to be honest, most of us, including me, skip right past to get onto the good stuff about Jesus. But Matthew also talks about the wise men, and we hear about them bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. If you flip to the next book, the Gospel of Mark, you see that Mark doesn't have any story about the birth of Jesus at all. Mark begins with Jesus being this grown man out in the wilderness, going to meet John the Baptist to be baptized there for him. The next gospel, Luke, tells a story that we heard on Friday night here about Mary and Joseph traveling from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. They give birth to the child. They wrapped him in bands of cloth. They leave him in the, they're there with him in the manger. They don't leave him in the manger. They're there with him in the manger because there's no room for them in the inn. They'd have to call like DCFS back in the day, whatever they had in the first century. But the shepherds are there too, the story says. And so our nativity scenes that we have at home are a combination of Matthew's story and Luke's story stuck together. We have them together with the shepherds and the wise men because that's what the Bible says. That's how we learn about our story, about God's gift to us in Christ. But maybe you've ever read John's gospel. And John is like this odd duck of a gospel. He doesn't begin with angels, no shepherds, no wise men, no manger, no house. Nothing at all. John's gospel begins with this huge, long poem, this like prologue of a story, this like huge introduction. And in this is his way to tell us who Jesus is. He says things like, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things came into being through him, and was what has come into being through him is life. And the life was the light of all people, and the light shines in the darkness, and darkness cannot overcome him. And he's the light of the world, the Gospel of John says. And the Word has come and has lived among us, and we've seen his glory as he became flesh and blood. John's Gospel tells us this long and winding, almost kind of odd story to tell us that God comes to us not just in spirit, or in breath, or in wind or fire, but comes to be just like us. Flesh and blood, hands and feet, joys and sorrows, everything that we feel, God has now taken on in Jesus Christ. In fact, there is this like $50 theological word that people like me to describe what happens in John's gospel. The word is actually incarnation. Say it with me now, incarnation. You can like go amaze your friends. I heard about the incarnation today on Sunday whenever I went to church. God incarnate, the incarnation is what happens when God comes to be flesh and blood like us. We celebrate the incarnation as God coming to be like us in this holiday season. And not only here and now, but whenever we gather with friends, in the generosity of people, in the kindness of strangers, we talk about God at Christmas because God is showing us what he is like. It's almost like we're all from the state of Missouri, like the show me state, like we have to be shown what God is like. And now here, this is it. This is God in the flesh, Jesus. His gospel says the word became flesh and has lived among us. And the good news that we celebrate, it's not just that the incarnation happened, like Jesus was born like in a manger 2,000 years ago. But the good news of the gospel is that God continues to show up all over the place. In fact, we know that God shows up in the waters of baptism, in the words of Scripture, in bread and cup at communion, in the promise that our sins are forgiven, in conversations with people that we care about and love. God shows up, he gives us his gift of love at all times and in all places. And so what this means is that as people who have received this gift of God's love coming to us, the good news is that we get to pass it on and give that gift to others. We remember this because this is that time of year. Like this is that time of year, like throughout this week, when some of us begin thinking about New Year's resolutions. And so maybe as we think about what we're going to resolve to do at the beginning of next year, we're going to think about putting on Christ more. Almost like whenever we get new clothes at Christmas and we like size them up, make sure like the shirt fits and the pants are there. We get to put on Christ as new clothes this Christmas. We heard that from the reading today. The writer of Colossians says, clothe yourself with compassion and kindness and humility and patience of all things. Love each other and forgive each other because God has forgiven you. Clothe yourself with love and let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. And so maybe this year, maybe in these last few days of this one and all the days of the next, maybe this year, when God has come to be just like us, it is our desire and our resolution to live more for God and to clothe ourselves more with Christ. And to realize it is the gift that has been given to us. We get to put God's love into practice and show Christ to other people. So whenever we are opening our gifts amongst all the garden, all the toys, all the perfume, all the clothes, this year we get to put on something even better. Compassion and kindness, peace and love and hope. This year the peace of Christ gets to rule in our heart so the light of God's love can come shining through. That is our hope. That is our gift and our resolution this year. Amen.
Would you join me in the communion hymn, Away in the Manger? Down where he lay, the little us asleep on thine. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is done. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
We know that we gather around the table of our Lord Jesus Christ each and every time that we gather for worship. Because though we experience God's love in many and various ways, in many tables in our life, in our homes, in schools, at work, in all kinds of places, this table and these elements mean so much more to us. Because we know here are tangible elements that are reminders of God's love in Jesus Christ poured out for us. And so whenever we gather here, we always retell and pass on our story of faith that has been passed on down through the years that now comes to us. We remember. It was on that night in the upper room, the very night in which Jesus Christ was betrayed, he met with his friends there for the Passover meal. And while they were eating, he took a loaf of bread. When he blessed it, he broke it and poured it out and gave it to them and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat of it in remembrance of me." We also know that he took the cup. When he had blessed it, he poured it out and gave it to them and said, "Take and drink. This is the cup of the new covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness and remission of your sins. Drink of it in remembrance of me." For we know that as often as we come to this table and partake of these elements, we proclaim the Lord's life and death and resurrection until he comes again. In that spirit, let us pray.
Dear Father in heaven, at this sacred time, Father, we gather around your table to acknowledge the greatest gift ever given, the Christ child, who grew to be the divine teacher and healer, and most profound of all, the Redeemer, who laid down his life in obedience to save the lost, the blind, and the enslaved so many years ago. And after all these years, your Son continues to this day to teach, to heal, and to redeem all those who believe and those who wish to follow him. So many years ago, your grace reached down to meet our faith, and your grace reaches down and seeks us out today. And for this, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.